Leviticus 8, 1 through 36. Devotional focus verse. So Aaron and his sons did all things which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Leviticus 8, 36. It is not always easy to come up with concise, clear instructions. Have you ever been given directions to a place, only to find out that the information given you is faulty or incomplete? Have you tried to follow instructions on how to put together a piece of furniture you just purchased, only to find out that an important part of the instructions was missing? Maybe a computer whiz has given you guidance on how to fix a problem on your laptop, but left out one vital detail. If you haven't had anything like that happen to you, at some point in your life, you probably will. God gives us clear and detailed instructions as we seek to follow Him. He does not instruct us to do something and then neglect to tell us how to follow through. I once heard someone say, "Where God's finger points, His hand will make a way." That is an exciting thought. Not only has God left us a complete set of instructions in the Bible, but also He has made a way for us to be able to follow them. In today's text, we see an example of God's instructions to the children of Israel. The specific directions given to Moses for the consecration of Aaron and his sons included washing them with water, dressing them in the right attire, sanctifying the tabernacle and all that was in it, anointing Aaron by pouring oil on his head, and then proceeding with the sacrifice of a sin offering, a burnt offering, and bringing a ram of consecration. After the blood was sprinkled on the altar, they were to partake of a sacrificial meal. All was done which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Moses followed God's instructions completely. God has not left us in the dark regarding what we are supposed to do. In our walk with Him, how vital it is that we pay attention to His clear, complete instructions and then follow through in obedience. Because Moses did so, God could work by the hand of Moses. Will the same be said of us? Background information. From the time of Adam's fall, sin has separated man from God. To find forgiveness, people need mediators. Abraham and Job made their sacrifices for their families. Later, when the children of Israel left Egypt and the law was given, the descendants of Aaron were chosen to serve as priests and perform the sacrifices that would bridge the gap between God and man. The orders to consecrate Aaron and his sons were first given to Moses while he was on Mount Sinai. See Exodus 28 and 29. In today's text, the instructions were repeated. This was not because Moses had forgotten what God had said, but because at this point all the proper elements were in place. The tabernacle had been set up, and it was time to install the priests. Although Aaron and his sons had been nominated to this office, they had to be consecrated in order to be able to attend to the business of the priesthood. The job of the priests was to oversee the sacrifices of the people and to approach God on behalf of the people to make atonement for their sins. The priests were to stand in the gap that had been caused by sin in the Garden of Eden and to be mediators between God and man. They were to be holy and consecrated to the office according to the specifications given by God to Moses. At least 20 times in Leviticus 8 through 10, the word commanded is used. Moses and Aaron did not have to come up with an ordination ceremony. The same God who instructed Moses in how to build and furnish the tabernacle gave comprehensive directions on how the priests were to be installed. Aaron and his sons allowed Moses to carry out what God had said, and Aaron became the high priest. Aaron was a symbolic picture of our high priest, Jesus Christ, whose utmost sacrifice brought in a new dispensation where he became our mediator to God. Conclusion. There is nothing missing, no absent component, no unidentifiable route in God's directions to us. The way to heaven is marked and clear. Are you following along that way in obedience?